Well, we are so pleased right now to welcome the first two picks of the Cleveland Browns in the 2012 draft. Trent Richardson, taken third overall, the running back from Alabama, and Brandon Whedon, the quarterback from Oklahoma State, taken at 22nd. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, man. It's an honor to be here.
Great to have you. And Brandon, the other thing, and it was funny because listening to the news conference earlier today, both of you expressed something that I think a lot of Browns fans wanted to hear, and that is the real sense of pride and desire to be part of this team, part of this organization.
Yeah, that's one thing that, I've always taken a lot of pride in. I think that's one thing that, that college football is really good and you come to this level, it's the same way. That locker room is important. Winning games, blood, sweat, tears with the guys in the locker room together. And, that was one thing about minor league baseball I really didn't like. It wasn't like that. It was always an individual game, and I got burnt out on it. And, team and winning games, I think that's the most important thing at any level. And that's our plan coming in.
And, Trent, I think you coined a new marketing phrase for the Cleveland Browns. In your face, I'm a Cleveland Brown. I mean, all of that really registered well. It's blown up on Twitter, all over social media after you said it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. and even, a lot of people said something about my suit last night being brown and having another brown trim until they're like, did you know something? I was like, no, I just want to be different from everybody else. I knew everybody going to wear like black and gray and blue and for the corporate
sure.
world. So, but I want to be different. And so happened I had to put on a brown hat too.
Yeah.
I loved every moment of it.
Yeah, no, the ensemble worked. And that leads me to this question. You're here for the visit earlier, as a lot of other players were. Did you have an inclination? I mean, did you have a sense, I'm talking before the trade, before you got to New York, that maybe you would end up a Cleveland Brown?
Well, to tell you the truth, me and Brandon was on our visit together.
Yeah.
And we were both sitting at the table, and we were just gelling and bonding with the team owners and the team, general manager and stuff like that. So we had one ID, and we was with our coaches and stuff eating and stuff. And so we were just having fun, and everybody just seemed like we was just building our family, building our relationship right just then. And so when it came down to it, it was kind of like, okay, this team really wants me. I mean, but you go visit another team, they tell you some of the same stuff. And so he's like, I don't know what it's going to be. And you really get really anxious, and sometimes your nerves get wrecked by it. I mean, but for me the whole time, I was just really anxious. And, from them, trading for number 4 to 3 in the first round, that was big. And I was like, this is really happening. And then they picked up Brandon, and I was really happy. Me and Brandon training in Arizona.
Well, a lot of people thought that when in that drill, your on-campus drill for Alabama, when you knocked down Gary Brown, and I saw you guys in the cafeteria today having lunch, so you're getting along great, and that's a good thing, but you knocked him over, and I know he took it in good spirit as well, that you were making a statement about maybe your desire to play for this football team. You knocked that coach over. You could have knocked down any other coach, too. You chose Gary Brown.
I'm choked up right now. Well, most definitely. I just try to make a statement with anything I do. If it wasn't that, I was going to make a tremendous catch or make my drills and my cuts and stuff real good or something like that. But I guess I did make a big statement that, hey, if y'all don't pick me up and I'm knocking down y'all coach, hey, I don't want to be here, man. But
that's great.
It was a lot of fun that day. He was actually laughing about the situation because they get on to him about it hard over here now.
And then, got a million YouTube views,
yeah,
I think, shortly there.
Famous from that.
You did have the former running back Gary Brown. Same question to you, Brandon, as far as the inclination. You guys were on your visit together, you said worked out together. What was your sense of the Browns' interest and what was your mindset about possibly ending up here again long before last night?
Yeah, like Trent said, when we came in for that visit, my communication with everybody involved, Mr. Hecker, Mr. Holmgren, Coach Schirmer, was all great. And I left this building feeling really confident about how things went. And, like Trent said, we were at dinner and kind of meshed. You could kind of feel it kind of mesh. And I think they got a really good sense of us as people and likewise for them. So, like I said, when I got on the plane to go home, I called my wife. I said, man, it'd be a good fit. I think things went really, really well. And we were excited when we got the call last night.
Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the top two draft picks of the Browns. Brandon, so much is made, of course, about your age. There's no interview, I guess, you've done since you started talking about this draft where it hasn't come up and probably anything before that. But I think what's important maybe to note here is how you view it and how it not just the anything about the oddity of it, but what it means in a positive light. Because I see you as really a finished product in many ways. I know you're still a rookie in the NFL, but you come to this team unlike any other. Most other guys coming out of the college level and at the position where you want the most maturity and poise and commanding sense, and you seem to bring that in large part because of your age.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you just said. I think, obviously, being 28, the question comes about, but I've been consistent in my message. I've said that, you know, I've been a pro before. I played baseball. You know, went through some adversity, overcame it. So it's really helped me at Oklahoma State. So. And the only thing I may disagree with is a finished product. I think I still have a long ways to go as a player. I think my junior year, I had a decent year, but I felt like I was leaps and bounds better my senior year. So if I can continue to grow as a player, you know, I'll feel really good about it. And that's the goal, and that's the direction I want to go. But, yeah, I use it to my advantage. I mean, I think there's a lot more advantages to it. You know, if I'm 28, all beat up, had, you know, injuries here and there, that's one thing. But I'm fresh. I mean, I've been very, very fortunate, and you know, like I said, I think, you know, within the locker room and help me prepare, I think it'll be a huge deal for me.
What's your readiness in your mind to step on the field, your sense of your readiness, and what kind of quarterback will this team get from you?
Well, I think, you know, I'm a competitor. I want to be on the field as soon as possible, but, you know, there's a long ways to go. I have to get in there. I have to learn this new system, learn how things kind of work. But there's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to be in here trying to do everything. There's not a lot of time between now and when we kick this thing off. And so, like I said, this is our job now. That's one thing you got to keep in mind. It's not, you don't go to class in the morning and do other stuff. This is our job, man. And that's the way I'm going to treat it like it's a business. Fortunately, in baseball, I've been there and know how to go about it. But I put a lot of pressure, but I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Like, yeah, you take accountability. Yeah,
absolutely. And I want to be the best player I can be, and I'm going to do everything I can in my power to do it.
Trent, you'll be happy to know that overwhelmingly, I mean, we take the questions for the show from social media, from the Browns' Facebook, Twitter pages. Overwhelmingly, people wanted you to be the Browns' pick. I mean, after RG3, after that trade that had Washington taking that second pick, but it was like a landslide. And even then, your name would trend with his as well. And then it just became pretty much nonstop. Use that fourth pick to get you. Well, they used the third pick. So you're here, and what is it that you can see as someone who is, as you talked about, it isn't just running, it's also catching. I mean, it's being dynamic, right? What are the things that you can see yourself doing as a pro, as a Brown?
Well, really, most definitely, I really want to come in and contribute to the team as much as I can and make the team better, you know, as much as I can, and really just help them. And that's one thing you do when you try to be a complete player. And in my game, I really try to emphasize on everything. I don't just work on one thing. When people ask me, what is the biggest thing in your game you really think you got to work on? I tell them everything, because I want to be able to run as fast as I can, to make sure I can make my cuts, you know, and not happening to even think about it, just off reaction. And yeah. I want to be able to block. I want to give me some pancakes too. So when it comes down to it, I take pride in blocking, and if they put me in the game and they want to go five wide, they don't have to take me out the game. And so I want to be out there catching the ball and doing all the type of stuff. And they want to put me on special team, I want to go make a tackle, or I want to go make somebody miss. So I want to be on the field every single play. I'm one of them type players that don't want to lead the game.
And you're very inspiring when you talked about this in the news conference earlier today, about, first of all, being, as you said, a child having a child at 15, having a daughter, having an injury on top of that in high school to keep you out of ball from, like, your freshman, sophomore years, and wondering, and that was a pivotal point, a turning point of your life, right? Maybe going away from football and going into something very bad that you didn't want to go down a road. And you made your choice, proved to be a great choice. And then your mom, her dealing with cancer, that too is a driver in your life. You've got a lot of things that seem to be motivating you and carrying you to this point and beyond.
Well, most definitely. And I think you got to play the game with a purpose. And I always have a cause while you're playing a game. At the end of the day, if you can say that, you know, I think I got better, and, you know, this is the purpose why I'm playing this game, or my little girl's the purpose of me playing game. My mama, you know, and her being a cancer patient, and that's big for me, because my mama shouldn't have to work anymore. And she shouldn't have to, you know, go days and have to work two or three jobs, or my little girl shouldn't, you know, have to, you know, want anything or, you know, need anything that they can't get. I think they, you know, I'm not saying that they're not going to be spoiled, which they're already spoiled now. I mean, but, I mean, you got girls that's hard to, you know, not live by. I mean, but it comes to a point in time in your life, it's like you want your kids to live way better than you.
Sure. And any parent will tell you that. That's a very mature thought for a guy who started this very young. And both of you guys, I'll start with you, Brandon, just that sense of expectation. You know how wind-starved Browns fans are. You know, playoff star. I mean, they want it so bad, and each of you has an opportunity, I hope you realize, to literally hold this town in the palm of your hand if it goes right and you do it the right way. You understand what it means to people to have the success of this team, and it's a team game. I'm not saying it's just going to be you guys, but do you understand, I guess, that level of, you talked about before, responsibility, accountability, and how much pressure goes with that?
Yeah, I mean, that was one thing we talked about when we came up and went to dinner. I mean, they touched on, you know, how passionate this fan base is, how much they want to win football games, and that's what they should expect. They should expect to win games and go to the playoffs and do all these other things. And so, as players, as one of the guys that's in that locker room, that's what we put on our shoulders, is to do what we can to win football games for the fans, for ourselves. That's what drives us every day. I mean, obviously, you know, we work, we do all this stuff, but you know, when it comes Sunday or Monday night, whatever it is, being one point ahead of the other team is the most important thing. And I think that, that's the direction, that's our mindset. And, hopefully the Brown fans will stay with us and enjoy the ride with us.
And same thing to you, Trent. You talked about it up there as a man who knows about national championships. As you say, 2 and 3 seasons. They've become somewhat routine for you, and I just get the sense that, to you, this is going to be a continuation in your mind. You're not coming into the NFL to do something different than you did at the collegiate level from a success standpoint.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And, you know, that should be your mindset from any – and I'm sure Brandon thinks the same thing. Brandon haven't lost that many games, and I probably lost 4 in my whole college career. And out of 3 years, that's big and that's tremendous. And out of 2 years, we won what, national championship. So, and I would really want to continue that and keep winning. And that's something that everybody should want to do. And so we're gonna get the team to buy in. We're gonna make sure everybody on the same page. Not saying that we're gonna do it by ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And not saying that we just saying we because it's just me and Brandon right here right now. But
right.
As a team and as a unit, we want to make sure everybody's on the same
page. I watched you in that cafeteria. That was great this afternoon at lunch, because you were meeting some of your new teammates, DaQuell Jackson and T.J. Ward, guys that were down there, and you were embracing you, and you guys were embracing them. I mean, you loved being welcome into the family today.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's a new chapter. It's a new family. It's kind of our new livelihood. And, to share with the locker room with guys like this, and I've heard nothing but good things about those guys in the locker room. And, it's, like I said, it's a new chapter. I'm excited about it.
Man, you got guys like Mr. Jackson. You ain't trying to get on his bad side.
No. Great stuff. Guys, thank you so much. And, again, congratulations. Welcome to Cleveland. Welcome to the Browns. We're very happy to have you both.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.